We have buried our first Republican president, the founding father of Zambia, and he's been buried at the presidential site where we have buried all our past presidents that have passed. At that site, you'll find the second Republican president, Dr. Frederick Jacob Titus Chiluba, the other former president who has been buried there, and this is the president who died in office, is President Levi Mawasa. He died in 2008 and was buried at the same presidential site. The other president who was buried there is the late President Michael Sata, who also died in office in 2015 and he was buried there. And President Kaunda has also been buried there today. He's become the latest former president to be buried at this presidential site.
I'm reading the Zambian newspapers, and some family members of the late president are saying that it was not his will to be buried where he is buried. And so they are going to organize another burial place for the former president.
Yes, a judicial review was filed in the High Court of the Republic of Zambia by one of the sons of the late president by the name of Kaweche Kaunda. And according to the court papers, Mr. Kaweche Kaunda, the son of the late President Kaunda, had contended that President Kaunda wanted to be buried next to his former wife, Madam Betty Kaunda. And the High Court has ruled today, and this judgment was given by Judge Muma, who has ruled that while he sympathizes with the fact that the Kaunda family or some members of the Kaunda family might have wanted President Kaunda to be buried at a private farm next to his former wife, the court still contended that President Kaunda was no ordinary citizen. He was the founding father of the nation, and he was the former president, and as such, he was a state property, and that's the reason why he was accorded a state funeral, and that personal preferences of some family members could not override public interest. It is in the collective Zambian citizens to see the founding father being honored and buried at the same site where other presidents of the Republic of Zambia have been buried.
So now the funeral has taken place. Now Zambia has another very important issue on hand, which is the August 12th election.
Yes, now today was the last day of the 21 days of national mourning that was set by His Excellency President Edgar Chagwalungu to mourn the death of our founding father, President Kenneth Kaunda. Tomorrow, all of us are resuming our normal campaign schedules and we will all be flat out campaigning. But what has happened is that even as we go flat out to campaign, we will remember the following things in honor of the founding father, that we need to conduct our campaigns in a violent-free manner, that we need to preach unity and peace, that we need to fight tribalism and regionalism, because these are the principles that our late founding father stood for. So even as we stretch into the last 26 days of the national campaign, we will, on our part as Patriotic Front, the ruling party, and following His Excellency President Edgar Chagwalungu's preaching and directives, is that we should continue to honor the founding father, President Kenneth Kaunda, by having violent-free campaigns, issue-based campaigns, and campaigns that are based on patriotism as opposed to regionalism, tribalism, and the spread of hate speech.
Antonio, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine.